The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hopefully our technical difficulties have been fixed and I can hear what I need to hear at the station. I have three dogs here that are passed out, one in front of me laying on a blanket, one on the right laying on the couch, and one at my feet, the big one laying at my feet on the floor. And it's about time. They are pesky sometimes. Let's talk to Jim in Pikesville. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Pikesville,
where are you?
Sykesville.
Sykesville with an S, got it. Carroll County.
I was just tuning in when you were talking about the Eagles, and it just reminded me of a story when I was in my late 20s. It was the first time I ever saw an Eagle.
And yeah.
I was newly married, and we were down on the shore, on the eastern side of the shore. The western side of the shore, excuse me, down southern Maryland.
Right.
And there were two of them flying around in the air as we were driving, and they cast a shadow over this little Subaru we had at the time. And I was amazed at how big they were. The only other thing I want to say is I really enjoy your show, and
Well, they have about an 80 inch wingspan, and the Goldens are a little bit bigger.
They cast a shadow over this car. So
you thought you were flying, you were driving under a Thunderbird,
or a plane, or something, and it was just.
Yeah,
I was in my late 20s, and it was the first time I ever saw an ant.
Wow,
it was just cool.
Yeah, they are cool, no question. So. Yeah, I like to see
her.
She's doing okay. I just said before the if you're just joining us, I said right before the break, she's been to two different surgeons in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We went on Thursday to one in Annapolis, and the other was in Annapolis as well. Two different specialities and two different processes, and the first one may or may not benefit her. She's kind of 50-50 on that one. The second one said, you're not really a candidate yet. Here's where the damage is. Here's what the problem is. And here are the three things that you can do to help with the pain. And so that's where she's at right now. I think the next step is probably going to be aquatic therapy, which she had done before, which she really enjoyed before, and which really helped before COVID. When the pool and everything shut down, so she just, you know, I'm sure it's back open now, but she just hasn't revisited that part of it. So, okay. Yeah, things have changed.
We'll
things have changed.
I'm sure.
I appreciate that.
Out here praying for it.
Yep. And well, we had two grandkids through COVID, and that's occupied a lot of her time. And we watch them 3 days a week, so that kind of. I'm not blaming the grandkids, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying there's other priorities have come up, but now it's time to get back into, getting healthy. She's done really well. She's lost a lot of weight and she's feeling better generally. But the back thing is just still plaguing her. So, we're working towards a solution.
Myself.
What's that, do you?
Yeah. I said I've suffered with back pain myself, and
sure.
It's not pleasant.
No, it is not. Well, so,
you two continue to press on, and and know that we're out here listening and praying.
We appreciate that. Yep, and any prayers for Robin would be welcome. I mean, there's nothing desperate or anything like that. She's just in a lot of pain most of the time. So, but she's done some things that are helping, and she's continuing to do that. So, you know, hopefully we'll be back in business here soon. So,
okay.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Good talking to you. Appreciate it.
Hi.
All right. Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing good, Alan.
Good.
Turkey on the front of my van.
I was going to say, have you been practicing your calling, or what's going on with that?
Alan, I'm by far I'm clueless on turkey hunting. There's been three or four turkeys in the neighborhood that I think they become domesticated or something. This thing was underneath the bird feeder, and my wife is literally hand feeding it some. I think she's throwing some sunflower seeds to it. And the thing was,
yeah.
It's kind of neat. You know, the fun thing was, I called a lot of the neighborhood people with their kids. And I said, "Come down and see our turkey," because Towson, you don't see too many turkeys up bouncing around Towson.
Nope, not really.
That was more of a thrill than anything. Watching the kids interact with the
that's a hen turkey on the hood of your van there. So
my daughter says, "Put the gun down, Dad."
Yeah, that's a hen.
Whatever.
Exactly. Well, it's getting to be that time. You know, they say the best time. You know that they start to breed when the dogwoods are in bloom, and I'm seeing some blooms out there. So turkey season's right around the corner, but they've been practicing for probably a month. I mean, they've been fighting pecking order. I don't know if they've moved from the general range to the breeding range, but we're going to have Tom Malaszewski on here, the state Maryland chapter president. Here probably next week, and they've been doing some research on the turkeys. They've been collaring some turkeys and tracking their movements, and the preliminary information is that when the gobblers move, they basically go where the girls are. Surprise, surprise. You know,
right.
So that we'll get more information on that, but it's a big program that we're doing here in Maryland, and we'll get Tom on here shortly. So, but yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we've seen them over on the opposite side, over on the fishing center and the gun range side of Loch Raven for years. But some of them went across or ventured across the reservoir at Loch Raven, and now they're come to visit us, which is great.
Right.
Just another critter in the yard. The gentleman that called earlier asking about the Susquehanna, I mean, what a tremendous fishery. As you know, our family, that's one of our families today. But, you know, he asked about the rockfish, but the opportunities with other, especially for shore fishing, if he's shore bound, with the shad fishing, as you know, and white perch and everything.
Yep.
There's just a vast, other than the rockfish, my favorite thing is to target the white perch come late April in early May. And if he's new to the fishery, I don't think it's my point to make a promote my daughter's guide service. But,
right.
You know, there are guides up there that can take you out in a boat and venture out into the rocky Susquehanna, and
so right.
He's really good at putting. She has five or six clients every year to call for the shad and the perch fishing.
Oh, that's cool! Yeah,
So it's
I was blessed a couple of occasions. Uncle Dale, who calls in Dale from Easton, was a fisheries biologist. That was his area of expertise. He had a crew that would go up and tag the shad. And I was fortunate enough to go up and catch and help tag some American shad.
I I probably fished right next to you in my boat.
Probably, but you know, this is during the closed season, of course, and you go up. We go up right against the dam and fish for those nice American shad, and quite a fishery for sure.
Now, I did that with a friend. He's big into fly fishing. We did that with a 7-weight fly rod, and what a hoot! I mean, the spinning tackle is fun.
Yep.
But to catch one of those big white shad on a fly rod, oh my God.
No question. Yeah. No question.
Yeah.
I was gifted a fly rod when I worked in Washington, and it turned out that it was a 5-weight.
Oh, right.
5-weight. Right. Yeah, that's right. Like an ultralight spinning. That's like an ultralight spinning rod. I've caught hickory shad on that have just made my day, I will tell you. Not only hickory shad.
Whole other aspect of fishing.
The biggest fish I ever caught on that was, it was a pond fish, but I caught it on a nymph, and it was a 5-pound rainbow.
Brack.
And it was quite a struggle, that's for sure. So, yeah. Number 22, 20 or 22 nymph and this 5-pound rainbow and I on a 5-weight fly rod. We had fun.
The same guy that I got and introduced me to the fly fishing, we did the striper fishing with fly rods.
And oh, that's cool.
Create these little clousers and poppers.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to duplicate an Adam popper out of deer hair and whatnot.
Yeah.
He came up with some unbelievable little lures, poppers that you can handle with a 12. We were using a 12-weight. 10 and 12 weight fly rods.
Yeah.
And what a thrill. I mean, absolute thrill to catch them.
My fish
up to 30 pounds on fly rods.
Oh my gosh, you sound like Lefty Cray. You know?
It was unbelievable. That river is just, what a treat.
Yeah, the old
Gold Beagles.
yeah, the old Lefty Deceiver. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was a kid, fishing in a Bostwick Pond in southern New Jersey, Gary Bostwick's place. My dad's friend Ed Johnson, they called him Sonny. They called each other Dad, you know, but we called him Sonny. Sonny used a fly rod to fish for everything in that pond. Perch, crappie, bass. He liked nothing better than to throw a little pop. My dad would throw a hula popper, you know, on a spinning rod or a Rapala, and Sonny would throw this little fly rod popper out there, and they'd kind of compete with each other who could catch the best bass, you know. And he was an artist with that fly rod, man. He was really something.
It's truly an art.
Yes, it is.
And fascinating that you can make a presentation with a fly sometimes better than you can with a spinning tackle.
No question. No question.
Know, with the way the line sweeps in a moving water or a small creek.
Yep.
You know?
No question.
Did you ever do, Alan, the hickory shad in the Deer Creek or any
yes.
creek?
Yes, that was my first experience with them. Yep, sure was. Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you go on DNR on one of those pages, I think it's a Fishing Report page, you will see a picture of Uncle Dale and I in Deer Creek with our fly rods. I think my back is turned, but he's facing the camera. But I think that picture's still on the DNR website. So
is that a black and white?
No, it's a color picture. Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Yeah, movie came on yesterday. John Wayne movie from 1934, black and white.
Oh, I love that.
Unbelievable. So, all right. Hey, Lee, we got to go. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care, Alan.
You got it. Hey, let's talk to Captain Don. Good morning, Don. Hello, Don. Did Don stay with us? It doesn't seem like it. All right, let's see if Gary and Dundalk are still there. Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
I was over in your fine city yesterday.
You were? Why didn't you call me?
Because I was basically just rolling through.
All right. And who'd you roll to?
Let's see. I stopped at Blue Crab Crab House there on Sollers Point Road. I was at Edgemere. Where else was I? I think those were my only two stops in Dundalk.
Oh, world famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's world famous, you or me?
I have a cool question.
What's on your mind, buddy?
My neighbor asked me the other day, he heard something about bounty on snakehead and catfish in our area. What's the deal?
Well, there's some tagged fish out there. I don't know if there's a bounty.
Okay, so it's okay. So you get a tagged fish and then you make money.
Exactly.
Okay.
Call it in, and they'll, you know, it's kind of a where are they type of deal. Yeah, but there's, you know, don't go out and catch 50 of them and expect to get paid. Not going to happen.
Right. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was just because I got all excited when I heard that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you get a tag one, you do the stuff, and you get a reward.
You call in, you get a reward. Yep.
I don't know.
You got it, man. I will do my best to try and come up with that information by next week. Remind me, send me an email in the middle of the week and remind me. Just say bounty on snakehead or something on the subject line, and I don't know what you're talking about. Okay?
Definitely.
Hi, man. Thanks.
Yeah. See you.
Bye. All right, let's see. Let's talk about backyard billies. I mentioned before about some of the in-stock deals on some of the models on wood stoves and freestanding wood stoves and freestanding wood inserts for your fireplace. But right now they're getting ready for spring, man. I'm telling you, there is all kinds of stuff going on in that backyard of backyard billies. You can see the amount of furniture piling up. You can see those sheds piling up. I mean, they're just every square inch of space, they've got something in it for your backyard. And they've got the storage sheds at free delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. With that, they'll set them up for you, too. That's on the sheds, the greenhouses. They've got the dog kennels. They've got the chicken coops. They've got the pergolas. They've got the gazebos. They've got all the picnic tables, all those beautiful poly picnic tables in every color and style. There's crab format. There's fish format. There's blue heron format. There's 1,000, eventually there will be 1,000 Adirondack chairs in stock. People love Adirondack chairs because they're popular and they're comfortable. And they've got them in every particular color. They've got Adirondack chairs that rock and, you know, different styles and so forth. If you like that style, go check them out at Backyard Billy's right there in Graysonville. You'll be glad you did. Inside, there's all kinds of furniture for your beach house or for your porch. Barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis, they've got all those. It's time to start thinking about your backyard and your deck, that's for sure. Don't forget, they have got anything and everything. That's Route 50, exit 44, Kent Island. Swing sets for the kids, storage sheds, as I mentioned. Hearth America, as we talk about all the time during the winter, is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Oh, fire pits. Those of you who like to set out around a bonfire or build a little fire in your backyard and, you know, sit there and have a refreshing beverage and shoot the breeze and have some hot dogs and marshmallows, fire pits and fire rings like you wouldn't believe, stacked up, well, I won't say to the ceiling, but they got plenty of them. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just fantastic. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Let's talk about the shotgun shooting sports. Maybe your bird shooting was off a little bit. Well, why not take a look at the 725 series of the Satori Sporting model, a perfect blend of beauty and performance. Five Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length and forcing cones, and the 725 is now available in 20 gauge as well. Field Model 2 if you like an over and under shotgun. Pardon me. The Satori CXT, the leading over and under for generations. All Satori shotguns feature those pro chrome-plated chambers, the triple trigger system, and backboard technology with those Invector Plus choke tube systems. And then the White Lightning, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Three different models of Satori for your shotgun shooting sports. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. They've been around since 1957, your full line hunting and fishing dealer. They've got firearms and licenses and ammunition and scope mounting and live bait and rods and reels. They're open 7 days a week. 242-6108. 242-6108 is the phone number. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Tell them you heard about them right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We'll be right back. Dragon the line. All right, we'll send it out to Captain Don because he likes Dragon the Line, and he's dragging the yellow line right now. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning. I'm dragging this line up the Jersey Turnpike.
I hate that road. Absolutely despise that road. So, anyway.
I'm in the northern section of it, and I just avoided the northbound, which would be the right side. Completely closed is a wreck up ahead.
Oh, man.
I'm lucky enough to get over on the other side, so we're heading straight through. So.
Yeah. Now, do you go Tappan Zee? Do you go across Tappan Zee Bridge when you go up?
It depends on George Washington Bridge.
Yeah.
If it's clogged up, we'll go up to the Tappan Zee.
I got it.
I think they call it the Mario Cuomo Bridge now.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm heading up to Massachusetts to do a little work and have a condo up there.
Yeah.
And we'll do some work. And later on in the week, Kenny, my buddy Kenny, and my other buddy Kenny, they're coming up. And hopefully we're going to get out into the Block Island Sound and do a little fishing.
Oh, cool.
But it depends on the weather and everything else. And most of the party boats are not fishing.
Right.
They're getting ready for the season.
Right.
It's called the Francis Fleet up here, where we may catch a boat with them. And they're catching cod.
Oh.
And right where our condo is in the Taunton River, it's an old port city.
Yeah.
And there's some deep channels. They're catching tog.
Tautog, I got it.
Tautog, yeah.
Tautog, yeah. I love fishing for tautog, and I had one cod trip booked out of New Jersey years ago. My wife Kathy at the time and I went that night, and we stayed in a hotel right there in Cape May. We were going to go out of Cape May in the morning, and got up the next morning, and there was 5 inches of snow on the ground. We went out and got on the boat. Guy got out to the bay and turned around and came back. That's it. Can't do it. Weather's too bad. So that was my only potential cod trip out of New Jersey at the time. We did a lot of fishing out of Cape May back then.
Yeah.
So I'd do it again, too.
Yeah.
I love it.
So. Great fishing there.
Yeah.
But they do pretty well up here. And of course, they don't like me. The guys up here don't like me because I'm from Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And they think that we are the ones responsible for the lives of the stripers.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
As individuals who every now and then catch one, they, you know, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well
it's just like the guy on TV, Steve Ranella. What is his television program called? I can't remember, but he did a show on sika deer and how delicious they were and how they, you know, hunting them and all that stuff. And everybody's mad at Steve Ranella because, you know, sika deer, that's a big secret, you know, and he exposed the secret of Dorchester County. And now all these out of staters are here and, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. Well, you know,
yeah.
So.
Well, I wanted to call and say hi, and also that I always enjoy Mr. Lee when he calls.
Oh, yeah.
Just a ton of information, and it gives you something to shoot for because, you know, he's at a different level. His love for the sport.
Oh, no question.
And his family, and, you know, to follow them on, or to follow his daughter, Kayla, I believe it is, online. And
yep.
It's fascinating, and.
No question.
Every time he calls, I pick up something new. So
exactly.
Yeah, we all and I know Kenny and the other Kenny. They're probably listening too.
Yeah.
And when we're out there fishing, we're always looking for Mr. Lee.
I got it. Yeah,
Mr. Lee. So
you sound like You sound like that Bob Newhart show. I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl. My other brother Daryl.
Yeah, and these two guys act like it, too. They act like the Daryl, Mother Brown, Daryl, Mother.
Oh, great. Oh, brother.
All right, it's all good.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Yep.
See
you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Stuck in traffic on the Jersey Turnpike. Can't wait. Brian in Glen Burnie. Morning, Brian. How are you?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm getting there.
All right.
I missed your show last week, first time in a long time, but I'm curious. I got a question for you. This circle hook thing, does that apply to non-tidal water?
No.
It doesn't?
No, it does not.
That's a good thing.
Yes, you can go. You can go trout fishing in fresh water without having to use a circle hook.
Hmm. No, I crappy fish all the time, so
yeah,
and
no,
I
well,
jigs.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And
I mean, you know, you can regulate yourself out of business. You know what I mean? It's just
Well,
and the thing is written so broadly, you know, that there's no exemptions, and it's just, you know. Any live bait, you got to use a circle hook in any tidal water. And it's like, come on. So,
yeah, well, that's my opinion on it, on the state of Maryland. Like you said, DNR is running out of money. I always wondered why. I have a kayak, and I have two boats. I have a saltwater and a freshwater boat.
Right.
All the money that I put into my boats.
Yep.
And I sit at a boat ramp and wait for a kayaker to put his boat in.
Yeah.
They're not paying a dime.
No, they're not. You're right.
That upsets me, unless he's fishing. That upsets me in a little way.
Yeah.
But
well, I will tell you. You fish for crappie, so you're familiar with Piney Run.
I do a lot of my crappie fishing Del Mar.
Okay. All right. Well, Piney Run Park is in Carroll County. And it's pretty nice little lake. There's some freshwater striped bass in there. There's some catfish in there, some big channel cats. There's carp. There's a fair amount of crappie. There's some bass. They stock it with trout. And it's pretty popular out there in Carroll County. It's a county park. And the kayakers, during the summertime, you can be fishing off of the fishing dock, and they will just come right over your line in droves. There's, you know, there's no respect for the other user group. For some reason, that particular group seems to believe that that particular day, the entire lake is theirs, you know, and that total disregard. There can be 10 people fishing there with 20 fishing rods going out. There's a little reef out there that it's very popular, and you know, it is a fishing pier, and they'll just come right through there, and they get yelled at and shouted out, and they just ignore you. There's just, it's total disrespect for the other user group. I'm a shore bound angler, you know. And they have every opportunity to paddle another 20 or 30 feet out past me, but they choose not to. And I don't know if that still continues or not. You got to have some courtesy on the water. You got to have some courtesy on the water.
I mean, for I'm a shorebound angler, too. And, you know, running from Glen Burnie all the way over to Salisbury.
Yeah.
Catching 15 crappie done by 9 o'clock. I'm looking for something else to do. I tried the snakehead thing.
Yeah.
But every time I'd get to the Transquasion or the Chickwacomico,
yeah,
all the park would be taken up by kayakers.
Yeah.
I couldn't put my boat in. So,
I hear you.
You know, I got onto this catfish thing that everybody's into. I don't understand where the catch and release comes from the rockfish, because someone turned me onto the Susquehanna.
Yeah.
And Marshy Hope. Like, I'll use my rockfish rods.
Oh, yeah, the catfish.
Yeah, I'll take them with me, crappie fishing. I catch 15 crappie at Johnson's Pond.
Right.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. I hit the Marshy Hope, catch some nice catfish on the way
yeah,
home.
Yeah, no question. There's
and
plenty of catfish.
Same rods I use for trolling or rock fishing.
Yep.
And a 30-pound catfish puts up a hell of a better fight than a damn rock. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's not 19 to 24 inches either, is it?
Yeah, you keep letting them rockfish grow up there on that Susquehanna, because I'm big into that. Somebody turned me on to that the last 2 years.
Yeah.
You keep letting them grow up there, you ain't going to have no catch-and-release rockfish. So,
All right, buddy.
All right, I'll let you go.
Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
I do miss Miss Fran.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we can get her to call back. Somebody texted me earlier if I'd heard from her. It's been a few weeks, but she did call in a few weeks ago.
She finally called in a couple weeks ago.
Yep, she did. So it's always nice to hear from her. I hope she's doing okay. So
do I. Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know? Well, let's see what we have to do here. I know what we have to do. Yes, indeed. We have to talk about a couple of our sponsors, and one of them is Spurriest Tire Service. You know, I say the same thing every week. I rarely vary the script. And I try to make it appealing and interesting, but we're talking about tires here. You know, everybody that I know that owns a car has tires on it, at least four of them. And everybody I know that has a trailer has tires on it, at least two of them. Sometimes four. Everybody I know that has an SUV has tires on it. Everybody I know that has an ATV has tires on it. So it's not real exciting to talk about because it's something that you use every day. I'll drive 200 miles a day and I don't think about my tires unless they give me trouble. And if they give me trouble, I go to Spurriest and say, fix it, please, and they take care of it. I had a big 6-inch screw go through the sidewall the other day. Got back to Spurriest. They took care of it. I appreciate that very much. If I need new tires, I'm going to call Spurriest here in Easton because they've got them, and they put them on, and the price is right, and they balance them, and they... You know, when I go for an oil change, they just rotate them. And it's great to be able to have a company that services your vehicle like Spurriest Tire Service does. American made, Bridgestone and Firestone, they're all about it. Any other tires, yeah, they'll sell them, of course, if that's what your vehicle takes. You know, Michelin's, Yokohama, whatever your car or truck requires. If I drove a tractor trailer for a living, I would take my tractor trailer to Spurriest for tires. If I drove a combine or had farm machinery, I'd take it to Spurriest. But I don't. Garden tractors, lawnmowers, anything that has tires, Spurriest Tire Service. I think you get the point. And don't forget about the service. I just had a comprehensive oil change done. They checked everything. Brakes, rotated the tires, checked all the filters, checked all the fluids. If your check engine light comes on, not only will they check your check engine light, they'll diagnose it and they'll repair your vehicle for whatever signal that's throwing. 24-hour truck service. All these things are what keeps Robin and I coming back to Spurriest Tire Service. We are loyal customers. They've been there 30 years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Spurriest Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriesttire.com, 822-7384 for Spurriest Tire Service in Easton, right here at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Even if you're in Baltimore, you may get a better price. It may be worth your drive. You'll definitely get the service. Spurriest Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
When along came a semi with a high and canvas-covered load, if you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Gotta love Johnny Cash. I love it. How does he keep that all straight when he's singing that in concert? That's what I want to know. I guess you do it so much you just remember it. And if you miss a town, you just make something up on that one. Love it. 410 WCBM 680. Any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron? Not right now. All right. Well, we'd be glad to take your... I did find the Snakehead reward for on the DNR website, and I sent that to Gary, so he's got that information. And they got to have a certain color tag and that type of thing. Hey, look at that, Tackle Box Tim. He's going to have a proposal for us for giving some lures away this year, which will be great. That's always fun. Generate some callers on the fishing side. We love that. I don't know. I don't know. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that. Don't know where to go here in the last few minutes of the show, but we'll figure it out, that's for sure. Any other callers want to come in? We do have time for another call if you'd like to make your presence known. But if not, we'll tell you one more time about Backyard Billy's. Yeah, that's right. Giant selection of colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture, tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs. You can see all that on Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and storage sheds and pergolas and gazebos and chicken coops and dog kennels and greenhouses and Adirondack chairs. Okay. All that at Backyard Billy's. Don't forget the showroom, the barbecue grills, the pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg. That's at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Giant assortment of fire rings and fire pits and any kind of furniture. Storage sheds and all the big stuff can be delivered at no charge within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillys.com, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Your backyard's going to look just great, no question about it. Let's see. Who did you say there? Aaron is on there? Tom in Perry Hall. Sounds great. Sounds great. Yes, indeed. All right. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Got my radio off. I do hear a slight echo. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about like the Golden Eagle you saw.
Yeah.
What the first thing that you look for to rule out that it's not an immature bald eagle? And I was never doubting you, by the way.
Right. What are you saying? The first thing I rule out?
What's the first thing you look for when you look up in the sky? You see, how do you rule out that it's not an immature bald eagle that you're seeing a gold eagle? What's the distinction? Size?
Well, yeah, the size primarily. Yeah, the size primarily, but if you've seen enough of them, you know what you're looking for.
I know. That thought's exactly what hit me when I heard you speaking earlier. I said, well, you know, you could, after a while, you develop an eye for things. It's hard to explain that to people.
Exactly. Exactly. I sent that information to a friend on email, and he said, how do you know it wasn't an immature? And I said, well, number one, I'm high enough on my level with it. I can see the coloration. I can see the back of it as well, because when I'm up on that bridge overlooking the river, it's a pretty steep, you know, decline to the river, or you know, you're up in the air quite a bit, and I could see the back of this eagle. But I've been able to spot enough of them. I can tell, minor differences in the two, but the immature balds are smaller than the mature goldens, number one, and if you know exactly what you're looking for, you can pretty much tell the difference. And I've seen enough of them to know the difference. So,
okay, yeah, I was just curious because I need something more experienced with it. I may have to go to Conowingo to look for a golden eagle. I'm not going to see one in Lake Rowland or Loch Raven, right?
No, probably not. That's going to be a bald eagle that way.
Right, just like to get some experience. I'm heading up that way probably later today. I may just actually swing through Conowingo and spend a little time there with my camera.
Got it.
This is the time of year things are starting to really pick up. I'm seeing a lot of wood ducks. As you know, I send you pictures all the time.
Yep.
And, I think it never gets old for me because of the challenge. You can't get close to a wood duck, you know, without them seeing you first.
That's true. They're very spooky. Yep.
You get if you're lucky, you know what I mean, you're at the right angle. If you're sitting there quiet, you know what I mean? You just got to get lucky sometimes. And then, of course, it also takes a little bit of practice. It's just being quiet.
Well, if you hunt them, if you hunt them and you hunt them in creeks and little ponds and things like that, getting there in the dark has a lot to do with that as well. You sit there very quietly and wait for them to come in. You can hear them whistling overhead, but you can't move. You can't. You know, you can't make a lot of commotion while you're watching for them. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I've done that before. I've tried to get there just at the crack of dawn, you know, and get there before they can see me, so to speak. But switching gears a little bit, on this red-tailed hawk, I'm watching this red-tailed hawk's nest that I just discovered.
Yep.
and it's very interesting because it's right in a very busy area. I mean, there's basically, you know, nowhere that these birds can really nest that there's not going to be a lot of
cars, right,
you know,
right,
human noise and sound like that. So they've adjusted to that. But one of my questions was, will a red-tailed hawk fly away from the nest when he sees me as like a diversion, the way a wood duck would do?
I don't know.
If anybody out there listening has ever seen a wood duck hen do a diversion tactic, you know what I'm talking about.
Right. Well, killdeer do the same thing. You know, killdeer, ducks on the ground will do it. I don't know if a hawk will do it, you know.
But the animals are pretty
strong. Canada geese will.
Pardon me?
Canada geese will. Killdeers are famous for it. But a lot of the birds that nest on the ground will do the old drag the wing thing to get you away.
Yeah, pretend to be hurt.
Yep.
You deserve an Academy Award.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's very interesting. Yeah, and I also wanted to comment. I hear Lee talks about his house backs up to Towson Run.
Yeah.
And there's another gentleman who lives in that area, a property owner I have to come friendly with. He invites me onto his property. It's real large. He probably knows. They're probably not too far away from each other. But that's where I go all the time. I'm talking to you right now. I'm seeing a hawk flying around. So
right.
It's really beginning to pick up.
That's right. Well, yeah, what I said earlier was that, you know, it's the nesting season now, so all the birds of prey are out hunting for prey for their chicks.
Right. I mean, a lot of people are, they don't like to see, they're, like, you know, sensitive seeing animals pick on another, but that's nature.
Right. Right.
You know, certain people don't like to watch snakes. I'm okay with snakes as long as I'm not 2 feet from it.
Exactly. Yep. I saw in the news where they're talking about now they're talking about boa constrictor farming for meat. Have you heard this?
No, I haven't heard that. But don't they have enough invasive species in Florida?
In Florida, they do. They do, and exactly right. But you know, this is, you know, just like raising anything else for meat. They're talking about doing it with these boa constrictors. So I'm not sure how I feel about that, but it sounds like an opportunity for some enterprising person.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for that, or listen to an ear out for that.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Well, there's the music, everybody. Wow, what a call. How about that? Well, it's time for me to say get out, stay out, stay safe. Love your family, love the Lord. See you next week.